opportunities will just keep pouring in. The possibilities are endless. I remember walking through a lobby with Mark Victor Hansen one day, and he said, you know, Laurel, there's more opportunity and possibility in one day than I could do in a lifetime. And I would totally agree. There is so much possibility to generate a cash machine. You just have to get clear about how you want to spend your time. Okay? So I'm gonna lead into next week's lesson by talking about, and I wrote about it in the book, is what are some places if you are in an asset position, meaning you have cash, you have assets like an IRA that's not performing, you have real estate. I have a lot of clients that have land not performing. And what I mean by performing assets is it gives you cash. Every month you get cash. So some places to look. And I really want you to make your own list because I believe there are an enormous amount. Typically people invest in real estate, they invest in business, they invest in trading. There's bank products, you know, that we wrote about in here, very basic but really low interest rates, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, commodities. You can be in the market. Again, it's a pretty wild ride out there right now. Everybody has their opinion whether the market's going to go up or down. You can do federal securities, T-bills. I find number five, which is small business ownership, one of the most lucrative ways to generate cash in the United States today. The challenge you'll have is don't fall so in love with your idea that you don't really make it profitable. Real estate, another passion of mine. I invest in a lot of various types of real estate. Intellectual property, so owning the rights to something and reselling it over and over and over. There's a lot of others. And so one of the exercises I want to give you is a couple things. Is one, where's your current asset base? How much are you making a month on your, what's your rate of return? And what do you want it to be? So start looking and talking and interviewing. I believe this part of wealth building is what I call in the streets. That means you are out networking and learning and absorbing and interviewing. You're finding out what other people are doing as a course of your own financial literacy. So, huge, huge lesson. Tonight, to me, lesson three, this lesson's real a pivotal part of whether you'll decide to move forward and continue on the journey or say, whew, man, she talked way too fast and it's way too much work. See, I believe there's a huge responsibility that comes with generating wealth. I think it's funny when I ask clients, and I'll be on stage and I'll say, so how many of you think that you're going to be, you know, worth $1 million? And, you know, of course, the whole room raises their hand. And I'll say, now, where do you think that $1 million is going to go? Because what I can promise you is it will not go into a personal bank account. It's going to go into entities, which are corporations. It's going to go, which are probably owned by a trust. It's going to go into assets. It might go into a small business. It's got to be funneled and channeled. Like, I don't believe God delivers to confusion. So tonight's lesson is about you choosing to get clear and take on the responsibility of wealth building. Next week, we're going to really go into this next level of investing strategies and put some completion and next steps, because for me, I don't want to be complete with you for a long time. I feel like we've just started this journey together. So, Vic, I've talked a whole bunch, and as you saw, I just laid down a bunch of content. So let's get to some Q&A and see how you're all doing out there.
Yes, and one thing you said there toward the end that I'd like to reiterate for those folks who are kind of like I was some years ago, they're at what I call at the foot of the cross, just looking at your situation. Laurel said it, and Napoleon Hill wrote about it in Think and Grow Rich. He said that when success comes, it comes so fast and so overwhelming that you wonder where it's been all along. So just if you're in that situation now, you can't see the light of the day, just understand this, that once you turn the corner, it does not grow mathematically, it grows geometrically.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you again, Laurel. I'm going to take the group off of mute.
Hello, this is Pam. I'm a single mother. I have two kids, and I'm just so many interests. You don't know where to even begin, because I know real estate, you know, is a good business to get into, and there's other interests that I have, but I just don't know how to get down to business and say, okay, you need to start somewhere. I mean, everything's just all in my head that I don't even know where to begin.
Oh, I love that question. So her question was, they have so many ideas and so many interests and things that she wants to do. How do you even know how to begin? So in the Building, Leading, and Protecting Your Business program that I talked about last week, and I'm really going to encourage you to get one of those, there's a chapter in there called Revenue Modeling. And so what revenue modeling is, and this is what I want you to do, and I also want the last two ladies who spoke that just got into the Herbalife business and have jobs. Revenue modeling is really helping you make a decision whether what actions and activities you're going to do are going to produce cash or are they really kind of a hobby. Because what's behind revenue modeling, it's going to start showing itself about how much marketing you have to do. See, I believe one of the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make is they underestimate the amount of marketing it takes to drive revenue. So for you, what I would do is list all of the stuff that you like to do. So say you like to, do real estate, you like to trade. Say you like to hold some workshops. Say you like to do some network marketing. And say you like to go out at Friday night and play at the local band and make a couple $100, right? So it's just like put a pretty random group of things up there. Revenue modeling is really what I call it's basic projection. So what you're doing is you're in the beginning you're going to make it up. Like we did this with our real estate company and said we want 1,200 houses in 4 years. That's 300 a year, 25 a month. How much cash could we make and what would we have to do to make that goal happen? So what I want you to do is kind of list out all the ways you can make money and then forecast the revenue model it, which means how many, you know, units, hours would it take to produce how much money. Go start doing some of it and see what's really the truth. Because I believe there's one thing that's going to emerge as the thing not only you like to do, but that consistently will produce cash. And in the beginning, what you also might find is that you may not like the first thing that's producing cash, and it could be a stepping stone to the next thing. And I see a lot of people get paralyzed because they're unwilling to do the thing that's right in front of them and that they're the best at.
Thank you.
So in the beginning, if you need cash, let revenue drive it.